This is Dairy Radio Now, a rundown of the latest dairy news across America with Bill Baker.
As we close out another year, there is still a lot of work that needs to be done in our nation's capital. We're joined by Chris Galen, Senior Vice President of Communications with the National Milk Producers Federation. And Chris, things don't appear to be slowing down in Washington.
Well, there has been a lot of action in Washington this year, but not a lot of legislation passed. It looks like that is about to change for the very high-profile issue of tax reform and for a lot of people, reductions in their taxes. As we're speaking right now, the House and the Senate leadership are negotiating one final unified piece of legislation, the tax reform bill, which would then be sent to President Trump here in the coming days, and I'm sure he's going to sign it. So there's just a few things here that they need to iron out. One of them that we're concerned with is the Section 199 pass-throughs. This is important to farmer-owned cooperatives because it's a deduction that is being eliminated. It's a deduction that a lot of co-ops benefit from, and they ultimately pass a lot of the savings from that deduction onto their members. It looks like farmers in this case will still be made whole in this legislation that repeals the 199 deduction, not so much the cooperatives themselves. So that is something that we're continuing to push Congress to address as they come up with this final version. Otherwise, there's a lot of talk, of course, about lower individual rates and higher deductions for people who file taxes as individuals. There's going to be an expansion of the deduction for the estate tax, so they're not going to eliminate it, although we'll see which version ends up getting passed here.
It seems like a lot has been ironed out here, but what's the time frame for all this being put to bed, do you think?
It looks like it's going to have to be done in the next few days because the other thing that is pending, Bill, as we speak, is that the government's going to run out of money on Friday. Now, what they've talked about is a two-step process to prevent a government shutdown. One is a two-week, very short-term funding extension that would take us to right before Christmas, and then the Congress would pass something that would be another extension for probably another month that would give them time when they come back after Christmas to wrap up some things and pass spending bills that take us through September. Right now, that's the game plan. There's going to be a lot of negotiating before that happens because there are some things we would like for the end-of-year spending bills to deal with, including immigration and even some additional funding for dairy programs in the Farm Bill. So all those things remain on the table, but Congress is not going to deal with these spending bills until they first deal with the tax reform issue.
Another headline that we saw out of Washington here recently was that school kids may be able to be drinking chocolate milk again, huh?
Yes, we got some good news recently from USDA that they have formalized changes in the school lunch program that will do a number of different things to relax some of the rules, including, importantly for dairy farmers, allowing a return of 1% flavored milk back in schools. Now, right now, under the school lunch program, you can serve 1% milk if it's white or plain milk, and you can serve flavored milk, but only if it's fat-free. And we know that when that change was made, taking out the 1% flavored milk, it caused a reduction in the overall milk consumption in schools, and even just an overall reduction in the number of kids getting lunches at all in their schools because they couldn't get that 1% chocolate milk in most cases. So we're glad to see that USDA has reconsidered that proposal after a lot of conversations with the National Milk Producers and other organizations. And so what Secretary Sonny Perdue announced earlier in the month was that the USDA is going to be changing its procurement rules. Now, Bill, I don't know that this will change the current milk availability in the next few months in schools. A lot of this has to happen, though, now because school districts are already negotiating with milk vendors the terms of those contracts for the next school year that starts at the end of the summer of 2018.
That's Chris Galen, Senior Vice President of Communications with the National Milk Producers Federation.
When you add cottonseed to your feed, your cows and your bottom line come out the winners. The high fat content of cottonseed provides your cows with extra energy that they can use to increase the butterfat content of their milk. Cottonseed also helps cows maintain optimum body condition, and that adds up to a better bottom line for you.
To get the most out of your feed, just add cottonseed.
Feed your bottom line. Order online at wholecottonseed.com.
Stay with us for the latest news from the dairy industry. I'm Bill Baker, Dairy Radio Now.